From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Africa's President-elect Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to meet with the leaders of other political parties in his country so they can find common ground.
I will seek to work with all political parties and will start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa says he understands that there are concerns about corruption and mismanagement in state-owned companies. He took office on Thursday after Jacob Zuma resigned as president on Wednesday. Ethiopia's prime minister stepping down in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Haile Mariam Desalegn submitted his resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling coalition and said he hoped parliament would accept it. In recent weeks, the government had released hundreds of prisoners, many of whom were arrested on charges of terrorism or inciting violence in an effort to ease political tensions. Ethiopia has been going through political unrest since a wave of anti-government protest in 2016, mainly in one southern region, prompting officials to declare a state of emergency. Pakistan criticizing a new U.S. report saying the weapons program are a continued threat to regional American interests. A foreign ministry spokesman criticized the report Thursday for a singular negative focus on Pakistan. He pointed to India's having the fastest growing stockpiles of weapons. This is VOA News. Number of civilians killed, wounded in war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes has increased. Daniel Bell from the United Nations Assistant Mission in Afghanistan spoke to reporters about the number.
But I must emphasize that 2017 was the fourth consecutive year where the mission recorded more than 10,000 civilian casualties.
U.S. and NATO forces ended their combat mission at the end of 2014, but the Taliban has stepped up its attacks with a group linked to the Islamic State and has also emerged. In Beirut, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking about Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics as well as the participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. Edward Uranian reports.
Secretary Tillerson's visit to Lebanon came amid simmering regional tensions over the conflict in Syria, along with a territorial dispute with Israel over both its land and sea borders. Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, were key topics of discussion. Tillerson says that the U.S. has considered Hezbollah a terrorist organization for over 20 years and stressed that he had discussed with Lebanon's top leaders the need for the group to withdraw its forces from Syria, saying that its entanglement in regional conflicts threatens Lebanon's security, in addition to having destabilizing effects in the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Here in the United States, troubled 19-year-old man accused of the latest mass shooting in the country was ordered held without bond during a brief court appearance. Nicholas Cruz is charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. President Trump spoke to the nation about the shooting.
Our entire nation, with one heavy heart, is praying for the victims and their families. To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
After previous mass shootings in the U.S., some lawmakers have called for a tightening of the country's gun control laws. Today is the start of the Chinese Lunar New Year. The Chinese zodiac moves in a 12-year cycle, and this is the year of the dog. Get more news at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.